Have you ever had a friend call you up on a gorgeous Saturday morning, blue skies, no wind, and say, hey, let's go fly somewhere for lunch? And you're already grabbing your headset before you stop and think, wait, when was my last landing? I'm Pattern, and this is Traffic Pattern on Radio Hangar. Today, we're going to talk about a regulation that bites more pilots than you'd expect, not because it's complicated, but because people lose track of time, and time is exactly what this rule is counting. The regulation is Title 14 of the Code of Federal Regulations, Part 61, Section 57. Most of us just call it 61.57. It covers recent flight experience and it answers one critical question. Are you current enough to do what you're about to do before we get into it? Shout out to our friends at aviationsoul.com. They make challenge coins for every step of the journey. Got your first solo? There's a coin for that. Private pilot, instrument, commercial, they've got you covered. Great way to mark the milestones that matter, aviationsoul.com. All right, let's walk through this together, because 61.57 has layers, and each layer matters for a different kind of flying. The one everybody knows is the passenger currency requirement. Paragraph A says that to act as pilot in command carrying passengers, you need to have made at least 3 takeoffs and 3 landings within the preceding 90 days, and those takeoffs and landings need to be in an aircraft of the same category, class, and if a type rating is required, the same type. Let me break that down, because the details matter. Same category and class means if you want to carry passengers in an airplane, single engine land, your 3 takeoffs and landings need to have been in an airplane. Single engine land, landings in a helicopter don't count. Landings in a multi-engine airplane don't count. You need to match the category and class to what you're about to fly. Now, here's where people mess up. Those 90 days are a rolling window, not a calendar quarter. So if your last 3 landings were on March 1st, you're good through May 28th. On May 29th, you're no longer current to carry passengers. You can still fly solo. You can still fly with another rated pilot. But that friend who wanted the $100 hamburger, they stay on the ground until you go up by yourself and knock out 3 landings. And those landings have to be to a full stop. Well, actually, let me correct myself. For daytime currency in an airplane, touch and goes count. The regulation just says 3 takeoffs and 3 landings, but at night, that changes, and this is important. Paragraph B is the night currency requirement. If you want to carry passengers at night, you need 3 takeoffs and 3 landings to a full stop, during the period beginning 1 hour after sunset and ending 1 hour before sunrise. Not just after sunset, 1 hour after. The FAA wants you practicing in actual darkness, not twilight, and those have to be full stop landings. Touch and goes don't satisfy the night requirement. You need to bring it to a complete stop, then taxi back and do it again, 3 times, within the preceding 90 days, during that specific window of time. Here's something I wish someone told me when I was training. Night currency is separate from day currency, but it builds on top of it. If all 3 of your recent landings were at night to a full stop, you're current for both day and night passengers. But if your 3 landings were all during the day, you're only current for daytime passengers. Night requires its own box to be checked. Let me give you a scenario that comes up more than you'd think. You got your private certificate in January, you flew a lot in February, March got busy with work, and April you barely flew. Now it's May and someone wants to go up. You check your logbook and your last 3 landings were on February 15th. That's more than 90 days ago. You're not current to carry passengers. But here's the thing. You're still a certificated pilot. Your certificate doesn't expire. You can go to the airport right now, pre-flight the airplane, and fly 3 trips around the pattern by yourself. After that 3rd full-stop landing, you're current again, that's all it takes, but you have to do it before you put anyone else in that seat. Now, let me talk about something that trips up instrument-rated pilots. Paragraph C covers instrument currency, and this is a completely different animal. To act as pilot in command under instrument flight rules, or in weather conditions less than the minimums prescribed for visual flight rules, you need to have performed and logged within the preceding 6 months at least 6 instrument approaches, holding procedures, and intercepting and tracking courses through the use of navigational systems. 6 approaches, holding, tracking in 6 months. And if you let that 6 months lapse, you don't immediately lose your instrument privileges. The FAA gives you a grace period. You get an additional 6 months where you can still get current by just going out and flying those approaches and holds. As long as you do it in actual conditions or under simulated conditions with a safety pilot or in an approved simulator. But if you let that second 6 months expire, 12 months total from when you were last current, then you need an instrument proficiency check. That's basically a mini check ride with an examiner or a designated instructor. It's thorough, it's not cheap, and it's a hassle you can avoid by just staying on top of your approaches. The examiner is looking for this on your check ride, by the way. Not 61.57 specifically, but the Airman Certification Standards want you to understand the privileges and limitations that come with your certificate. Currency is one of those limitations. You might have the certificate, but if you're not current, you don't have the privilege. And here's where I want to make a distinction that a lot of pilots blur. Currency is not proficiency. Being current means you meet the legal minimums. 3 landings in 90 days. That's the bare floor. But if those 3 landings were terrible, if you bounced twice and floated 1,000 feet down the runway on the third one, the FAA still says you're current. You check the box. Proficiency is something else entirely. Proficiency means you can actually do the thing well. Safely. Consistently. And no regulation can measure that for you. That's on you. So here's my practical advice. Don't use 61.57 as your personal standard. Use it as the minimum below which you know you need to act. If you're approaching 90 days since your last landing, go fly the pattern. But don't wait until day 89. Make it a habit to fly regularly enough that currency is never in question, and log your flights carefully. This is one of those areas where your logbook is your proof. If you can't show the 3 landings, the FAA considers you not current. It doesn't matter if you remember doing them. If it's not logged, it didn't happen. One more piece of 61.57 that catches people off guard. Paragraph D covers tailwheel airplanes. If you want to carry passengers in a tailwheel airplane, your 3 takeoffs and 3 landings within the preceding 90 days have to have been in a tailwheel airplane, not a nosewheel airplane, specifically a tailwheel. So if you fly both, keep separate count. Let me give you the quick summary you can tape to your kneeboard. 3 takeoffs and landings in 90 days, same category and class, for passenger carrying privileges during the day. 3 takeoffs and landings to a full stop at night, 1 hour after sunset to 1 hour before sunrise, in 90 days for night passengers. 6 approaches, holding and tracking in 6 months for instrument currency, and tailwheel currency is its own separate requirement. Write those 4 numbers on a sticky note, 90 days, day, 90 days, night. 6 months instruments, 90 days tailwheel. That's your cheat sheet. Learning to fly is hard and it's expensive. Staying current adds to that cost. But here's the thing. The FAA set these minimums for a reason. Skills degrade. Muscle memory fades. The airplane doesn't care how many hours you had last year. It cares how sharp you are right now. Most of the research for today's segment comes straight from 14 CFR 61.57 and the FAA's own guidance in the Pilot's Handbook of Aeronautical Knowledge. It's all there in black and white if you want to read it for yourself. More episodes and show notes at radiohanger.com. Go check your logbook, seriously, right now. Know your numbers. Fly safe, and I'll catch you next time on the pattern.